I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
Our next guest says America is in a state of denial when it comes to football. While two recent documentaries have shed light on the game's concussion crisis, he says it's back to business as usual for coaches, players, and parents.
And he says what we need now is a national town hall meeting on the game to collectively address the health problems football creates.
Joining us now is Ken Reed, Sports Policy Director at League of Fans. Ken, welcome to Central Time.
Well, thank you.
So the documentaries I mentioned, United States of Football, League of Denial, two documentaries that tried to shine some light on concussions in football. Were they successful? Did they get us talking?
Well, I think there's generally a little more awareness across the country on the issue of brain trauma in general and concussions in particular in football, but it hasn't moved from awareness to understanding to attitude change and behavior change. I think it's back to business as usual and all the way down to the little leagues, which is pretty dangerous in my mind.
It's your sense that people maybe saw the documentary or heard about it, said, oh, that's a shame, that's too bad, and then went back to watching, coaching, participating as they always did.
Well, we're in a unique situation here because there's little doubt that football is America's favorite sport, and there's also little doubt today that football is hazardous to the human brain. So the issue is, how can we reconcile those two facts, and can they be reconciled? And I think at the very least, we need to have a serious discussion about football for our kids, because kids' brains are even more vulnerable than adults. They're still developing, and the risks are even higher.
What do we know about the impact of football and the impact of these injuries on young people in the U.S.?
Well, there's a lot of research out there. Just one thing that I'll throw out is that in any given season of high school football, 20% of the players sustain a brain injury. And even scarier than that is because these schools don't have trainers and doctors to the degree that college and NFL teams do, that 40.5% of these high school athletes who have suffered concussions return to action prematurely. And that's really dangerous because then you can get second impact syndrome, which can shut down the brain, basically, and sometimes result in death.
You know, I don't know. I know there's peewee football. How young are kids starting playing tackle football?
6 or 7 years old. And one of the deals with the kids that young is if you go watch one of the games, it's kind of cute because they're not going that fast and it looks like they're kind of just hugging each other. But in reality, the brain impact, in fact, there was a study done that showed the G-forces from peewee football are very similar to adults. So
really?
It's dangerous. Yeah, even at that young a level when they're not hitting each other that hard, they're still suffering a lot of damage.
Well, and then there's the idea, or probably the fact, that kids' brains are still growing and developing and therefore more vulnerable. Is that part of why you want to start focusing on this younger level?
Well, yeah, that plus the fact that there's over 3 million kids playing youth football and over 1 million kids playing high school football. So the numbers are just humongous relative to the number of people playing college and NFL football. So I think the fact that we have that many kids playing football and the fact that their brains are more vulnerable as they're developing and their necks aren't as strong, which leads to more of the whiplash effect, that we definitely need to shift the focus to the younger kids.
Well, before we get to how you want to change that focus, there is the argument that, you know, there are positives of football. The teamwork, the exercise, camaraderie. Yes, there are some risks, but the positives outweigh those negatives. How would you answer that?
Well, I think those are legitimate positives. And just to clarify, I played 6 years of football myself. My dad was a football coach. I still enjoy watching the game, although it's harder knowing what's going on with inside their skulls, but I'm not anti-sports at all. I'm just looking at something that is real here, just like when we were looking at smoking in high schools, you know, and we banned that. I think the same thing needs to be discussed. Well, what are we going to do with football in our youth? And what's troubling to me is the research I've looked at is there's no magic bullet out there. There's not a helmet that can be designed that's going to protect our brains, because helmets were designed to protect skull fractures, and they do a good job with that. But in terms of the brain, it's like Jell-O inside of a bowl, and when you get hit, whether it's in the head directly or even in the chest, it's a whiplash effect, and the brain smashes against the side of the skull, and that's what actually causes the concussion. So there's not a helmet that's going to protect that brain from smashing against the side of the skull.
You recently wrote that we need a national town hall meeting to talk about the issues you're raising here. What would that look like? What are you hoping it could accomplish?
Well, as we started this conversation, there are some great documentaries out. There's been some articles written. People are more aware, but it stops there. It's like we're really in a state of denial. We just go back to how things were. I think what we need is a national town hall, and I think ideally ESPN would be the host of that. It could be sponsored by the Pro League, NFL, and other football organizations. And it's not just football. It's other sports that are dealing with this too. But ESPN in particular, because they were – working on the documentary called League of Denial and backed out up at the last second. So I kind of think that, you know, they obviously did it for business reasons. NFL is a big business partner, but I think they owe it to the country as journalists to at least spend an hour on a national town hall to discuss this issue.
We've got a caller. We've got John in Windsor with us. John, hi. What do you think about this?
Well, I think that it's not just football that you need to have it take a look at studying. I mean, soccer, for instance, is there are huge brain injuries in soccer because, you know, in that sport, people inherently use their head, which is not used, does not have a helmet, to head the ball into the goal. You know, field hockey, another one. Of course, regular hockey. So I don't think that this is just something that you can say football is the main problem. And I have to say, I played football in high school, and I think that I may have suffered a concussion. That was 35 years ago. But, you know, I think that this is inherent in almost all sports that people are involved with.
All right, John, thanks. So, Ken, you briefly mentioned this should expand to other sports. Is there a case to be made, though, for having a main focus initially on football?
Well, football, I mean, if you look at the stats, to the caller's point, there are concussions, obviously, that occur in other sports. But football, by far, per capita, number of players, has the most concussions. Now, soccer, especially for girls, would be second. Hockey, obviously. But football, by far, is the main sport that causes the most concussions. And it's also the sport where violently striking the opponent is a key part of the game. Now, with soccer, the headers can be banned for, you know, for kids 14 and under, and you can still have a game that looks an awful lot like soccer. Hockey, you can cut back on the fighting, you can eliminate fighting, you can get rid of some of the cheap shots along the boards, and it still looks like hockey. But if you take out the violence in football, unless you go to flag football, it's not the same sport. So it's a bigger issue that we have to deal with at football.
So what would success look like to you in terms of this national town hall meeting or changing the conversation? What kind of changes on the ground, on the football field for kids would you like to see?
Well, I think the conversation, the town hall would include medical doctors and researchers, youth sports organizers, all the way up to the NFL. So we get a well-rounded panel discussion going. But I think ultimately, in my view, what's got to happen is we got to have much less contact in practices. You can limit tackling and blocking and things like that. Even the NFL's gone to very limited contact during the week. A big thing is that there's got to be strict return to play guidelines. If there's any sign of a concussion at all, the kid needs to be pulled out and sent to a doctor and cleared by a doctor before they can go back into action. And then I think we just got to look at the bigger picture of the rules of football. I mean, is there a way where we could have linemen standing up and so they're not banging directly head-to-head? You know, obviously we're in NFL and college, we're already trying to get rid of spearing where they're leading with a head. So there's a lot of things like that that can be done to make it incrementally safer. But the question is whether you can get there and make it safe enough to protect the brain, especially in young kids. I truly think high school football in the next decade's in danger. If for no other reason, that more research comes out, there's going to be more lawsuits, and with more lawsuits means the insurance costs for school districts to sponsor something like football are going to be cost prohibitive, and they might have to drop it.
All right, Ken, we'll leave it there. Thank you so much for joining us today.
All right, thank you.
That's Ken Reed, Sports Policy Director at League of Fans. That's a sports reform project.